Let us begin this service by singing number 74. 74, O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat, give answer unto me. Number 74. We first read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bonds. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his heir, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, first epistle, the 11th chapter. And we start with verse 15. 1 Corinthians 11. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now, in this that I declare unto you, I pray you not that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it, for there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest unto you, among you. When ye come together therefore into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every one taketh before other his own supper. And one is hungry and another is drunken. But have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. and the rest will I set in order when I come. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of heaven and of earth, almighty, all-sufficient, and unchangeable, source and fountain of all life, of all light, and of all peace and comfort. That it be a wonder to all of us, young and old, great and small, that we have still a place at thy footstool, and that we are still in the land of living and in the day of salvation. Rightly, thou could have other ways with us, that we have no more a place and a name here on earth, that it was eternity. But we are still without children in the day of grace, in that acceptable time of the Lord. And in this morning hour again, and in this Sabbath day, that thy hand brought us under thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation, that it be a blessing for young and old, for great and small. From ourselves we don't know our needs and our wants, but open our eyes for the first time and by renewal, make room and place in our heart for that grace revealed in thy beloved Son, in that risen mediator and Savior Jesus Christ. Very has merited salvation, but he also is the one who applies salvation, and that in the hearts of all those that the Father had given unto him. Lord, that there were many amongst us laying under that seal of election, and that the time was there that they were called out of darkness to that marvelous light, and delivered out of the claws of the devil, and translated in the kingdom of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ. Remember over the length and over the breadth of the earth all thy churches and servants, and all thy people, and all the labors amongst the youth and that heathen people, that it bears much fruit to the honor of thy great and holy name, that there were many born in Zion in this Sabbath day, and that the wonders of that free and sovereign grace in Christ Jesus be glorified in the heart of many, also visiting thy people in this day, where it is in preparation for the Lord's Supper, dust will be out in the midst of us. After thy divine command, do this in remembrance of me. Lord, give wisdom and understanding and boldness and freedom to preach thy word in the midst of the congregation, that we experience that there are many Aarons and Hurs amongst us, but also that the head of the church, Christ Jesus, that he is standing on our right and left hand, and that we give everyone his portion in accordance to thy word that shall come unto us. That there be a blessing for young and old, for great and small. Take away all the darkness, break the bands asunder, put thy people in the liberty of the gospel and in that freedom which is in Christ Jesus for the soul, that there happens in this day and the next Sabbath day something that is to the honor and to the praise of thy holy name, but also to the gladness of our heart. There is no worthiness in us, but few us in the worthiness of him who is risen from the dead and sitting at the right hand of the Father, and that out of his fullness that we receive grace for grace. There are many that cannot gather with us in this Sabbath day, also in our own congregation, in the different hospitals, but also in institutions and homes for the old aged. We commend them all at the throne of grace. Some bound to their house with much pain and much trouble, that it even shall be not possible to read thy word in this day in their house. The needs and wants are great and manifold. Lord, strengthen and sustain all of them. Several on an age that we cannot expect so much, because thou hast said in thy word 70, and if we very strong 80 years old, it goes with several of our members to the end. But that there was a beginning of the Lord in their heart, and it is not so bad. Then the end shall be better than the beginning. Remember those who were in accident this week, and spare that father with that child wonderfully. We have seen him in their condition, especially also that little boy. Oh, what a wonder that he is still alive. And that also that father is not taken away by the hand of death. Humble them in the dust before thee. And strengthen them further. And that all those ways be sanctified to their heart. Humble some of our dear children who are blessed with another child in this week. Thou hast holpen again in that day, an hour of trial. Oh, humble before thy holy face. And where another child came into this world, that it was born to be born again, and to receive a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. The needs are great and manifold in our church, in different families. We commend them all at the throne of grace. Remember them. And in speaking and hearing in this Sabbath day, be with us together. Strengthen the boys in the service. Protect them and comfort them. That's all that they need. Widows, orphans, and widows in the lonesome life, strengthen them for soul and body. Remember the government, all those that rule over us in the troublesome times in which we are living. Give us all grace to return to the Lord and to bow for his word and testimony. Otherwise we shall have no light. Forgive our sins. Cover under thy wings and hear us. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 32. Your offering will now be taken in this day for the church and for our school. Number 32. Lord, hear the right, regard my cry. My prayer from lips sincere, send thy approval from on high, my righteousness make clear. Number 32. Beloved congregation, this morning is set apart as a preparation for the Lord's Supper, which will be held the next Sabbath day, the Lord willing. That it will take place, that is, everyone have to know that, after the divine command of the Lord Jesus Christ, do this in remembrance of me. Thus, in the first place, it is not an institution of men. We have to realize that. Thus, we cannot do with the Lord's Supper what we want. We have to acknowledge the holiness of that sacrament and to see it always as something instituted by the head of the church, namely the Lord Jesus Christ. There are always different ideas and different thoughts about that sacrament. But of course, it is always the question, what do we find about it in the Word of God? What are the revelations given us in the Word of God? There were times in the church that there was a discussion whether that the Lord's Supper was instituted only for established Christians, or that it also was for concerned people. In our days, you hear not so much about that. However, there are many wrong thoughts and ideas about it. But the main thing that is, what is the Lord saying about it in his word and in his testimony? When that eunuch want to be baptized, and of course that was also a sacrament of the covenant of grace, and Philip, he was deceived by Simon the sorcerer, then he said that Philip to that eunuch, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And then that man's answer was, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, he wrote to that church, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. And of course, faith, that is a gift of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the author of it in the heart of God's children. And now it is no question whether that faith is strong or that it is weak, but the main thing is whether that the principle of it is in our heart. As you read by Job in the 19th chapter, verse 28, the root of the matter. This morning, I have also for you and ourselves, because it is a matter that belongs to all of us, to examine ourselves in accordance to the Word of God, and that is what you find in the Epistle of Paul to the Colossians, the third chapter, the first verse, Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Thus far. The congregation of Colossae was not instituted by the Apostle Paul himself. It seems that he never was there. But Epaphras, he was a man that was living in that city. It seems that he has instituted the congregation. It was not so far from Laodicea, and Hierapolis. Those cities were laying in Asia. And it is well remarkable in regard to the tradition and what we know about it, that not so long after that Paul had wrote the congregation, that there came an earthquake and that all those cities were devoured and ruined. There is nothing left in the world from the city Colossae and also Laodicea. It is all gone for years and years already. It was temporary that there was a church in Colossae. And that congregation that was also troubled and confused with many heretics and errors. There were several false ministers there, ministers adhering to the letter of the law, but minimizing the grace that there was in Christ Jesus. And now Paul, he speaks in that letter to the Colossians, first of all, about the glory of Christ as that only name that is given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. And then in the second chapter, he refers to the Gentiles and speaking about the grace that the Lord has given those Gentiles through Christ Jesus. In the third chapter, that is a stirring up to the practice of heavenly mindedness. A stirring up necessary for that people in those days, but necessary also for the church in the times in which we are living now. And now Paul, he wrote here, if ye then be risen with Christ, if ye then, that means here, if you think, if you testify for yourself, then seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. If ye then be risen with Christ. You know, in the covenant of works, there were three things. That was a command, a promise, and a penalty. In the covenant of grace, there we have also a command, but that command that the Lord gave in the covenant of grace, in other words, what the Lord required in that covenant, that is in the main time, Hellenbroek said that so clear, that are the promises of the covenant. The covenant of grace, that is grace from the beginning and grace by renewal and grace till the end. That is the characteristic of the covenant of grace. Otherwise, it would not be a covenant of grace. It would be again a covenant of works. And it is really a covenant of grace that the Father made with his Son, and in his Son with all those that the Father had chosen and elected from all eternity. Now we have to look into the matter. If ye then be risen with Christ, said the text. Thus the first thing that is risen with Christ. The resurrection of Christ's congregation, that is a fundamental point in our religion. And Paul, he emphasized in Romans 8, verse 34, that in the resurrection of Christ, that there is more than in his death and burial. Because Paul wrote there what more is that he is risen from the dead. Because otherwise, if Christ never was risen from the dead, our faith was in vain and we were yet in our sins. The resurrection, that is the glory of Christ, the glory of that Savior. Because in his resurrection, there he conquered death, sin, the devil, and all the power of hell. And through the resurrection of Christ, all the benefits which Christ had merited in his resurrection, they are for all those that belong to Christ and that are engrafted in Christ. Christ and the church, that is one. The church and Christ is also one. That is a tie that the Father laid in eternity and that never can be broken, never. But there are two things to distinguish in this morning. And that is, first, in our text, we have to see the objective sight and then the subjective side of it. Objective, the whole church is risen with Christ. The whole church is also justified with Christ. Paul, he wrote that in 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, that Christ is justified in the Spirit. Thus, when Christ arose, then the whole church is justified. Not one excluded. The church that was in the Old Testament, the church which is in the New Testament, and also that church that have to become and to be born in the world. Because as long as there are churches, and as long as the world is standing, then there shall be people that the Lord conferred. Because they are justified in Christ. Our fathers in the Synod of Dort, they have so powerfully and with so much boldness spoken about the justification of the church in Christ. But they have also in the meantime declared that justifying act in our heart in the court of our conscience. That a sinner be converted, that is on the basis of the justification of Christ. It is clear enough, people, that the Lord can have nothing to do with anybody in the world, with you and or with me, nothing. We are, by virtue of our sins in Adam, we are condemnable and rejectable. And that is not one day, but that is our whole life. That is all the time that we are here in the world. We can never stand 1 minute before the Lord. But what is the reason that we are not consumed? What is the reason that we are still living? And that the Lord had so many, gave us so many blessings, that is only through Christ. And through his mediatorial work. Of course, there is also a special providence that goes over all God's elect people. They are living in the world, even when they are living in sin, even when they reveal their bitter enmity against the Lord and his people. But still, a special providence over the people. In other words, they can never die till that saving grace is given in their heart, and that the Lord had converted them, and that is because they were in Christ. They were engrafted in Christ, but with no knowledge for himself. No. That is later on that they come to that knowledge. That is not at the beginning. You read in the Word of God, I give you that example this morning. You read in the Word of God that Ananias came to that Paul in Damascus, that the Lord had revealed to him that that man, who was first a persecutor, but that he was a chosen one of the Lord, a chosen one of the Lord. Could that man see that when he lay on the ground there, on the floor? No. The only thing what he was expected, that was to sink in hell. That was the only thing for him. But a chosen one of the Lord. And now, of course, now the main thing that is, the text said here, if ye then be risen with Christ. He said not in that text, if you be justified in Christ? No. But now Paul, he later emphasized upon the words risen with Christ. And that is what we have also this morning to consider as something necessary to be invited to the Lord's table. If ye then be risen with Christ. There was in the life of Christ a time that he suffered. 33 years. There came a time that he died on the cross of Calvary. There came also a time that he was buried in that sepulcher by Joseph of Arimathea. There's a time that he died, and a time that he was buried. And of course now Christ, when he was in the grave, he had seen no corruption. You read that in Psalm 16 verse 10. With us that is a different story. Before that we die, then that corruption that start already. And even that we have good funerals and beautiful places in our days, but sometime after all that they do to those bodies, if they have to stand something a while longer, then you cannot see how hard that it is to keep them in such a condition that the people can look to them. Because the corruption in their body that is so strong, that is something that goes through. When Lazarus was buried and Christ came there on that cemetery, after that he was buried 4 days, then the people said, he stinks. After 4 days. In other words, in that respect and in that connection, that they would say, Christ came now, but no. That is impossible that that man shall be alive. But still it happens. Still it happens. And now on the morning of the third day, Christ arose out of the grave. And he revealed himself as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords in his majesty and in his glory. And now the text said, if ye then be risen with Christ, the necessity, congregation, that we are also come out of our grave. An almighty power is necessary for that. Cannot be different, no. Christ himself, he said in John 5, verse 25, the hour is come and is now that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and those that have heard it, that shall live. Does that dead person, totally dead people, stay, please stay, with the 5 points of Calvin, and also with that 1 point of Calvin, the totally depravity of men. The totally depravity of men. It is not necessary, congregation, that I use so many words for that in this morning. You have heard that your whole life, as long as you go up under the true doctrine, that there is no expectation from men. The Lord, he can have with us so many labors. If he this morning called by him, how many times that he had called us in our life to conversion and to repentance, then there is not one body that can answer the question. Not one. Because the Lord was walking behind us from that we came here in the world till now. But judgments or blessings shall bring men to the right place. At the resurrection of Christ was the work of a triune God. You know that. We have heard that with Easter. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost were involved in it. But in regeneration, then it is the same thing. Then it is the same thing. Why that I emphasize that this morning also again in your midst? Because I see some in my midst amongst us who never before came to our church, who are willing to come with their wives, but who have to learn so much about the true religion to understand anything of it. And therefore, on account of that, it is so necessary that we explain so much it is possible in a simple way what must happen with men. I think some people would say, I have heard that 100 times from out of your mouth. Really, that's true. But we have also to think about other ones, that they can something take with them when they go out of the church, that they can say to their wives or to their husbands who they're following, now this morning I had a little understood what really have to happen with men. An eternal wonder, a work of the Father, a work of the Son, and a work of the Holy Spirit. And another thing, if we privileged with that work of God in our heart, people, is that now something that ever come to a standstill? No. No. That goes on and that goes on till the day that we die, to know how dead that we are in ourselves. And that life is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, he teaches his people. He instructs his people. He did it to his disciples for 3 years. So clear and so wonderfully. And still after 3 years, then Thomas, he said, we don't know the way. And we don't know where they go. Where they go. You will say, how is it now possible? And if you now think, people, even that you were 100 years old, a few weeks ago in one of our congregations in the East, died a woman 100 years old. And I was, the last time when I visited that woman, she was so deaf, lay in bed and most of the time asleeping. But I say under ear, I say, what must now happen with you? 100 years old. And from the 19 years on the road to heaven, and as he said with a loud voice to me, I must be comforted. I must be comforted. And what must happen with faith? She said the Lord had to strengthen it. Clearest. Right? And congregation, that is now God's people. The Apostle Paul in Romans 7, in the practice of sanctification, then that man that declares what his experience was. And what a great wonder, what a great wonder. If the Lord leave us not over to ourselves, but he never shall do it, no. No, because they are from all eternity in the heart of the Father. From all eternity are laid in the hands of Christ, engrafted in that Christ. And the Lord, he takes care for the people. They shall never be lost. I give them eternal life. And no one can pluck them out of my hand. I am the Father, are one. There you have the foundation. But now Paul, he said, if ye then be risen with Christ, risen, the coming time for the people, congregation, that the Lord calls them with an almighty power. And now in the heart of Lydia, it was very easy, very, very sound and calm. With Paul, it was different. With Manasseh, it was different. But still, the same power of the Lord was revealed in the heart of all of them, all the examples that I have mentioned to you. And of course, if we are be risen with Christ, if the Lord called us out of darkness to that marvelous light from that time on, our life shall be different. Our life that shall be in the fear of the Lord. Our life that shall be a life that we love the Lord with all that is in our heart and in our soul. I love thy law, said Paul, said David. She is my meditation all the days. The work of the Lord that comes out. No desire in the world, people. No desire to live with the world, because the Lord, he made a separation between his people and between the world. Rusi said, thy people is my people, and thy God is my God. And that woman, that lady, that widow, and she was not so young, but she refused to go back to Moab. If she had gone back to Moab, there were many boys that know her and that would say, I will marry with her. But in Bethlehem, there was not one soul that knew her. Not one soul. There she had no future before her. But she wanted the God of the Almighty. That is what she desired. And that was the reason that she go with her. And she had in sight nothing else than a poor life. You cannot realize that. She had no money in the bank. Nothing in her pocketbook. Nothing. But every morning she had to go to the field. And then every time to bow to pick something up. Every day. But that was what she desired. That was what she desired, people. The God of that people. And that was what their heart goes out. Oh, congregation, if you are risen with Christ, then there is a desire, there is a longing to be reconciled with God and to be restored into communion with God and to live to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. That is all that we desire. And to die on ourselves and the law and everything that is of this world. And therefore, congregation, also in regard to the Lord's Supper, it is so necessary that we may learn from thee, O Lord, I cannot hide. Through darkness cover me. The darkness and the light of day are both alike to thee. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, my thoughts, to know. O lead me If in sin I stray, in path of life to go. 384, 4 and 5. If ye then be risen with Christ, said Paul, thus if the true work of God is revealed in our heart, we have the evidences on the basis of the word of God that we cannot deny, even that it is a different one time, clearer than the other, and one time more with fear, another time more with freedom and with liberty. But if ye then be risen with Christ, then the place that is here, when the Lord's Supper is beheld. The Lord, he calls to the table sinners. Sinners, not righteous people, but sinners. But sinners. Paul, he said, "Of which I am the chief." It was Paul, the chief. The Lord, he called in his holy word those that are laden, heavy burdened, under their sins and under their iniquities. Those that first come ye to the waters. And there is no something else. I have read this morning to you, 1 Corinthians 11. And in verse 33, close to the end of that chapter, then Paul, he said, wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one another. Tarry one another. What is the meaning of that in regard to my text this morning? The church is broken. That means, same as in the days of Paul, many divisions. And we cannot expect nothing else, because Christ said in Matthew 24 that there shall be many that shall say, here is the Christ, and there is the Christ, But believe it not, do not believe it. The church is as a garment that is rent in the days in which we are living. Here a piece and there a part, so it is in the time in which we live. And we have to see that as our sin, as our sin. We have not to boast in that, no, but we have to see the divisions in the church as a judgment of the Lord. Because if the life of God's church was in accordance to his word and testimony, then it was different. When the church started after the day of Pentecost, then you know in the Acts of the Apostles, then it was a much different condition. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And of course, the Lord only can bring together what belongs together. Sometimes, how afraid that we are of persecution. Because if we think about it, then we must well say, I was well maybe the first one that ran away. If persecution is come. But otherwise, if we see the condition, the sad condition of the church, then you will say sometime, Lord, come, please come, to bring together what belongs together, really. But I have something else in my mind in this morning. And you know what that is, congregation? You know what that is? My heart's desire that is that all those, really, that all those who are risen with Christ, who know a new life, who have the evidences in the heart of that new life. What are the evidences? Yeah. Yesterday I wrote many things on paper, but it is too much to explain, to say it all this morning. The time is too short for that. But I shall say something. Only acknowledge thy iniquities, that thou hast sinned against me. A godly sorrow that we have sinned against the Lord. Psalm 42, as a heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul crieth after thee, the living God. Peter, when Christ said to him, lovest thou me? When he asked him for the third time the same question, then Peter, he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Psalm 27. One thing I have desired, that I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to see the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. An evidence laying at the throne of grace that the Lord filled our empty heart. Oh, I hope Really, I hope, people, that those to whom the Lord has spoken in the life, that they receive freedom and liberty to come to the table, not to deny the Lord and his work, but to give a testimony of it. And in church life, of course, there are mountains. Really, there are mountains too in church life. You know that? And wanting on account of the different churches, our synod, we have only one church that we take the membership papers over without any saying. Only one church. But otherwise, then there is a separation on account of sin, separation on account of our sin. Was there more prayer? Were there more supplications at the throne of grace that the Lord brought together what belongs together? And the Lord, he can take away the mountains. The Lord can fill all the depths. That is only the Lord's work. But if we have spiritual life, people, even that we confess it with fear and trembling, it is our place to be there. Really, if ye then, as Paul said in our text, if ye then be risen with Christ, if there came another life in us, a spiritual life, a life that never shall perish, a life congregation that is looking for the honor of a triune God. And if there is fear and trembling, oh, I look sometime to some that I think, Lord, break the bands of that people's asunder and give them his grace to come. Perish then I perish. That is what Esther said, that queen. But even before that we die, that we receive that freedom and that liberty to come as a sinner. It is, at the other end, congregation, we have to bring nothing with us, nothing. All that we have in our hands, it is too much. So, empty hands. Not. But of course that is now the problem. That is now the big problem, people. We will take something with us. As a good thought, a text, as an opening. And what all more? But nothing. Nothing. We have to come as we are, people, as we are. Christ, he receives sinners and he eats with them. And now we can better die at his feet than that we die in a tavern. And that we die in a religion of a false religion that denied Christ as the only Savior and Mediator of the Church. If ye Then be risen with Christ, said the text. That we examine ourselves this week, one as well as the other. Job spoke about justification. I know my Redeemer liveth. In verse 25 of the 19th chapter, but in verse 28 of the same chapter, then he came back to the root of the matter. The root of the matter, the beginning of the Lord. And the beginning that is necessary. And Paul he wrote to the Philippians, he who had begun the good work, he shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Young and old, oh, I hope that you lay not at aside what you have heard this morning, but that each and every one take it to himself to heart. A personal matter, how is it between me and the Lord? Can we die with what we think to have? Can we appear before him? All questions that we have to ask the Lord, not what man thinks about it, and what we for ourselves thinks about it, no. But if it base, is it based on the eternal word of God? And was there a time that we were risen with Christ, risen out that grave of sin, placed on that new road that leads to everlasting joy and gladness? We are still congregating in the land of living and in the day of salvation. Oh, harden not your heart. Make yourself not off to say, the Lord have to do it. Make yourself not off with that. It is our fault, by virtue of paradise, that we cannot believe. But Christ merited all that we need to be reconciled with God, to live in peace with God, and to receive that peace that passes all understanding. Therefore, young and old, that all our weapons were taken out of our hands, and that we were privileged in our life. Privileged. To lay at his feet as a willing people in the day of his power. Lord, what wilt thou that I shall do? Therom tarry one another. The Lord bless it for our souls, for Christ's sake. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Sanctify it to our hearts. Remember us further in this Sabbath day. Give desire and opportunity to come under thy word and testimony. And glorify thy name and power in our heart. Uncover all the false foundations, that we not deceive our soul for eternity, but confirm and establish thy work, even that it was as a mustard seed in the hearts of thy dear children. And glorify thyself in our soul for thy great name's sake. Amen. Number 241, my song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. 241.
Thank you.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.